Start with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, first order of business is the minutes from the February 24th meeting. Do I have a motion?
Jessup will make the motion for the minutes.
Gary will second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next, our monthly revenue reports. Building and zoning is $23,560. Public works is $1,635. Highway is $300. Judge Sullivan Bisaglia is $9,674. Justice O'Hare is $5,591. Recreation is $13,958.23. And the town clerk is $1,694.81. Did we have an update with planning, or is that still empty?
No, we got.
I do not have an update.
Okay. So do I have a motion to accept the monthly revenue reports as reported?
So moved.
I'll second that, Richie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. We don't have any correspondence this at this time. First agenda item is it related to the Town Center Water Improvement Area, and it's a request to go out for bid. Wanda, would you like to give us a summary of what this actual work entails, please?
So this... The town board had approved the Town Center Water Improvement Area number 2. The work involved in that includes bringing online the 2 new wells we drilled. One of them was when the Knoxon School needed water, when we did the Knoxon School Water District, and that we used unencumbered funds to drill the second well. So the well was ready to go. We have an existing, and it's over by the Stringham Road water facility. So what we're doing is looking to add those 2 wells into service, as well as continue the 12-inch main that Town Center Development paid for under Route 55. It's along Freedom Road, about halfway between Route 55 and Dr. Fink. So we're going to extend that 12-inch main up to the storage tank and build another storage tank. And that is the current scope of this.
So this is the work that goes along 55 in the area where we clear trees and stuff, because we wanted to make sure we got it done before bat season, right?
Yes, the trees that were in question are gone.
I remember that.
And so we're ready to go.
Okay, are there any questions? Do I have a motion to approve going out to bid for this item?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Carried. The next one has to do with the Grandview Water District. That's also a request to go out for bid. Wanda, you want to give us a summary of what this work involves as well, please?
Sure. Grandview Water District, we're looking to replace the pipe from the booster pump station that we upgraded. I'm sure Greg can throw out the number to me. It was a few years back. We're gonna replace that pipe. It's asbestos pipe. About 2 years ago, we experienced a lot of repairs. No, it wasn't 2 years ago. 3 years ago, we experienced a lot of repairs and we actually exceeded our budget. We ended up having to make up for it the following year. So we decided to go out to bid to replace that entire water distribution system. We're going to be replacing the services as well, up to and including the curb stops. And that's kind of the scope of that. It's simpler, but it's going to be a pretty extensive, you know, project to make sure we can keep people served while we install it. But that's the scope of that one.
And this is the water district in the area that you were talking about, Joe, before on Johnson Road, right?
Okay.
And this probably dates back, I would guess,
about the same time.
Well, I think it's probably more like 60s than it is 50s, but
all 70 houses, yes.
Yeah, no, yeah, late 60s, early 70s. Those houses look to be kind of the same vintage as my neighborhood. I think that whole area was, it's some of them are old enough that it looks like it might have been late 60s because a lot of them are raised ranches.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're not 50s because they'd be split levels in Cape Cod.
My recollection is that I think it goes back to the Scenic Hills time frame. It's all sort of.
Yeah. So I, like I said, I think it's probably late 60s, early 70s.
Right. So that is the original water pipe out there, you know, okay. Over 50 years old.
Right. Exactly. This
pipe okay. They still have asbestos pipe?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a question, Richie?
No, I said that's the same as Scenic Hills asbestos pipe over there.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So do I have a motion to approve going out to bid for this?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to go out to bid on this.
Second
by Joe, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed, carried. Committee reports, anything from CAC, Joe?
CAC, they met Monday. Everybody got the annual report from Mung Tu.
Yes.
They are working with Courtney on the celebration, the 200th celebration.
Okay.
And they're gonna try and organize some walks and some activities like that. So they're working on that. And it's all up in the air because we don't know when or where we're going to do it because of the COVID thing.
Yeah, I'm increasingly thinking by summer things are going to be pretty close to normal. I told Courtney and Sharon the other day that they should plan like we're going to open the lake on schedule and then we're going to run our summer camps normal this summer. It's kind of the feel I'm getting from the meetings I'm in is that the rate at which the governor is lifting things, they think by barring anything unforeseen, like the numbers going skyrocketing back up or something along those lines, the things are going to continue to open up gradually, and by summer we'll probably be back to normal. The only area that I'm a little bit concerned about is I'm not sure about something like Community Day, because that's a ton of people, and that's June, so I don't know about that. But I suspect we'll be able to open the lake under normal conditions, and I think we'll probably be able to hold summer camp on something approaching normal. So they're planning on moving ahead with that. I will say this, they're going to start registering people for that stuff on April 1st, I believe. But I told them to make sure that they keep track of who registers when, so that if we get into, I don't know, June, and we find out we can't go at full capacity, we know who we have to contact to say, sorry, we can't let you do it, right? Because if we take everybody in, then we're not going to know how to do that.
Yes.
And I also told them, make sure that when people are registering, they're aware of the fact that right now we're planning on doing that, but it's April 1st, and obviously things can change.
And just tell them on first come.
One more thing is that they seemed excited about is 50-amp charge for the electric cars. We should start thinking, that point was we should start thinking about adding chargers to the subdivisions and
require, you're talking about they think we should be thinking about requiring chargers to be put in subdivisions.
Yes, subdivisions and especially the multifamily units like the condos and stuff, because they don't have a lot of them don't have garages where they can put their own in. In your own single family homes, you can always have one put in your garage.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we need a law for that, but maybe it could be in the at the planning board level, they could make the recommendations.
Yeah.
Well, you can use your own electric at your house if you plug in overnight, and you wouldn't need the charging station. Just
I don't know what that was, but they were saying at the meeting was that you need the 50 amp charges to get it done in a short time. If you just plug it in at home, right, it's only overnight.
10 hours to charge at home if you do that.
Right, it takes too long. Yep.
Yeah, you're talking about the chargers like they have at Tops, for example.
Correct.
Yeah, you can plug in your car and charge it in 20 minutes. Yeah.
Right, you don't have to.
I'll follow up on that and see if there's any recommendations for that out there. I believe there are recommendations out of the state related to those kinds of things when it comes to shopping centers and that kind of stuff, which makes more sense to me. Or say commercial plazas where people are working. But private homes doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But Joe, I think you made a good point. What if you're talking about places where they have condos or apartment complexes and people don't have garages? Then that private charging doesn't work, right? So I'll see what I can find out about whether there's any guidance out there from the state on that. The state is, you know, pushing this stuff so heavily, I would think that if they had some standards and some model laws and stuff, that stuff would exist. So I'll look into that. That's a good thought.
Good. That's it. Thank you.
Highway, anything?
No.
Business and economic development?
Yeah.
Anything from recreation?
No.
Open space?
Yeah.
Are there any town board comments? Go ahead.
Nothing's happening with the salt shed?
The 29th, so they're going to be starting. Right now they're screening the sand and stuff because it collapsed over there to get all the debris out of it.
No, I'm not talking about screening sand. I'm talking about the building.
You're talking about the new one, right?
Yes.
The end of the month, Joe.
19 days they're going to be starting on it.
Is that like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Almost three.
Correct.
19 is closer to 21 than it's working. Almost three.
Okay.
See how that math works? I just wanted to mention one thing. I sent out to your email today the draft update for the supplementary GIS for the rezoning. Take a look at it and see if there's anything that jumps out at you. I'll warn you, it's a big document. But take a look and see if there's anything out there. I've looked over it very, very carefully, as have our attorneys. So I think it's ready to go. And my plan at this point is to put it on the agenda for us to accept that at our next meeting. But see if there's anything that needs to be tweaked before we accept it on the 24th.
You said I didn't see that. You sent it out today. I don't have that.
Yeah, I sent it out to all your emails, the town emails, except for Ed. I sent Ed's to his town and his regular email, because I don't know whether he's getting that down there or not. I mean, you know, email's weird in that part of the country. So.
Very weird.
Like the people who live there. Anything from the town attorney? We don't have any public, so we have town board discussion. Anything further anybody wants to talk about? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved by Ed Jessup.
Do I have a second?
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thanks, folks.